I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Google may close its share auction as early as today after asking the Securities and Exchange Commission to finalize the paperwork for its heavily hyped initial public offering. If the bidding does close today, the company's stock could start trading tomorrow or Thursday on the NASDAQ stock exchange. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figland. Tess, first, there's another hiccup in the proceedings here?
Yeah, Google says that the SEC is looking into why it didn't register about 23 million shares that were issued over the last 3 years to about 1,400 employees and some other people involved in the company. It's already offered to buy back all those shares and several million options. This is just an informal inquiry by the SEC, but as we've noted before, it's just kind of the latest hitch. But so far, it doesn't look like it's going to affect the IPO.
Okay. I keep hearing this referred to as a Dutch auction. That's one of the special things about this initial.
Right.
I have no idea what a Dutch auction is. I'm sorry.
Well, first bear in mind that Google is employing what they're calling a modified Dutch auction. But in a regular Dutch auction, that doesn't help. Okay. Well, let's go through the regular Dutch auction first. In that, bidders say what price they would pay for an item. In this instance, a share. And what quantity of that item they want. Here, how many shares they want. So it's how much they're going to pay for the share and how many of them they want. Then the item is priced at the highest price at which everything can be sold. But here, Google has basically said that it may set that share price below that high price so that more people can get those shares. That's how it's a modified Dutch auction. They've said they think it'll be somewhere in the neighborhood of $108 to $135 a share. But if you're thinking that you could get in on this, you're really too late. You had to register to be a bidder by last Thursday.
But this is different from a normal initial public offering.
Yes. In a normal IPO, a traditional IPO, a company relies on an investment bank to set the price. The investment bankers look out in the marketplace. They determine what price the shares will probably be amenable for investors. What the Dutch auction does is it takes that power away from investment banks. But, you know, there are some analysts out there who are arguing that an offer price of $108 or $135 a share is just investors being as silly as investment bankers and paying more for something than it's truly worth. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking at how small towns are trying to survive without Greyhound.
All right. Thank you, Tess Figland of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.